you, Jesus. Thank 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 you, Daddy. Tonight is another night. We are here again. We are here again. We are here again. We thank you, Daddy. You are God. You are God. There is none like you, brother. You are the Almighty, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ocean of Days, the Land of Iran, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Lord God of the Lord of the Son of my Thunder, the Lord God of the Lord God of Answer of our Prayer, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Sibikonu, Jehovah Matadisha, Jehovah Adonai, Jehovah Shama, Jehovah El Dibor, the mighty God. You sit up in Zion, you are born from 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 Zion. Lord Jehovah, we thank you. Lord, tonight we come against every power. We come against every principality. We come against every satanic and demonic authority. We change the power. Every territory of power. 1 minute later, around each other. We change them by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you are the only one who can deliver. This is another night of deliverance. In the heart. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, I want to have your seats. Again, I want you to find the power of God in this Lord. Greet at least 7 persons. Somebody that you have met before. Somebody that you have met before. Speak to that brother. Speak to that sister. Say, my brother, my sister. You shall be the one. You shall win the war. 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 Your enemies are given up. You will not give up. The world shall fight for you. And you shall hold your peace. Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Jesus. For in Jesus, what are we going to pray?
Amen.
Please have your seats, man. Brother, tonight is not the night for the lily bird. Tonight is a night of work. Visitation, he will show himself as God. The Lord says tonight is a night of blessing. A night in which he is going to bend every enemy that has been pursuing your life. Tonight, for those who have refused to let you go, Makinda Breaker and the Higher Kashida, but tonight, he will visit them with anger. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, the battle is the Lord's. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say, who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say, no. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say, thank you, Jesus. Just sit down. Just sit down. The Lord is going to manifest himself.
Amen.
In your life in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jehovah is a man of war. And desires. He's going to fight for you tonight.
Amen.
He's going to fight for you tonight.
Amen.
First Timothy 6 verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Wherefore you are also called and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. To fight. Your enemies are in trouble.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Second Timothy, but for those, this year also, that in the last day, perilous times shall come. Beloved, are we not in the last days? Are we not in the last days? Wickedness all around us. They don't even want you to leave. They don't want you to earn a good living. They want to be laughing the children of God to scorn. When God is there, he says, God, can see the heart. He will not take it to person. Those who are your enemies, I said they are in trouble tonight. Heaven is angry tonight for those who have been tormenting you. The Lord has raised a sick person. A sick person. They refuse to listen. But tonight, if they refuse to bow, they shall bend. If they refuse to bend, they shall break. If they refuse to break, they shall bend. They shall be put. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ephesians 6 verse 12. For we ask. Not against us, O God, but against the authorities of our powers, against the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, for wicked demons, for powerful demons, for restless demons, always working day and night against children of the Most High God. But I can assure you tonight that tonight the ground will open up and swallow them.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. The first pastor told us that the first the good part of our faith. The next one tells us that in the last days, perilous. Look at the whole of America. Look at all the situations around you. People whose foundation are in Christ, who believe God, who trust God, who trust in God, who trust. How many in the leadership of this nation still believe, still have confidence in the totality of the Almighty God of Elijah? They belong to cults. They belong to Freemasons. They are everywhere, running helter-skelter. The Lord is visiting them.
Amen.
That change is coming.
Amen.
That change is coming.
Amen.
For the leadership of the world, that a man that fears God will rule this world.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The third passage identifies forces whom we wrestle with. Forces whom we wrestle with. They are principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. And the Bible tells us that all this belong to what we call the habitation of cruelty. Very cruel, very wicked demons. Very wicked demons. I was telling our students this morning that a nuclear scientist did a research and says that this our physical body, contains 999 billion atoms when it is empty. If the Bible says a billion is 6,000, is somebody listening to me? What is this? This body, if it's not filled with the words of God, something else must fill this body. Is somebody hearing me? Something else must fill this body. You know, you have to fortify your body with the words of the Lord. So that those demons, they will not have spaces. They will not have rooms. They may not have corridor or room and parlor or flats in the totality of your body. The Lord shall help you.
Amen.
The Lord shall deliver you.
Amen.
The Lord shall deliver you too.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Because the deliverer, also is deliverer. Go and buy that book. Thank you, Jesus. What are you talking about? The battle we have to fight is not against flesh and blood. It's not a jocular battle. The Lord does not expect you to be an onlooker. In this world, you cannot afford to be a spectator. Because Baba said, fight the good fight of faith. What are we talking about tonight? How to fight the battle of life. And if you like, you call it how to win the battle of life. Or if you like, you can call it winning the war of life. The Bible does not expect you to be an onlooker, does not expect you to be a spectator. Life is an arena of battle. It's a stadium of battle. Whether you call it Liberty Stadium, whether you call it Freedom Stadium, I don't know how many stadia you have in the whole of America. But the truth of the matter is that we are at war with powerful partners, with very wicked powers. But again, the Lord says, the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut short. No matter how many times, you will become an overcomer.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The only thing that you should put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. You cannot afford to be a gentleman or a gentle lady in spiritual warfare. You cannot. Because the Papa, the God that has created you, is a man of war. He did not say, I am a man of war. If you are not a man of war or a woman of war, it means that you are a bastard. I am not a bastard. I am the son of the Almighty God of the Bible. And I believe each other every one of us here. We are children of the Most High God, the man of war. Tonight is a night of battle. Tonight is another battle. You are carrying this one to the doorsteps of your enemy. And do you know what is going to happen? When you carry the battle to the doorstep of the enemy, they are in trouble. They are in trouble. Those who are saying, you cannot marry. You cannot marry. You cannot marry. Ah, they are going to kaput. The Bible says, there is something for the wicked. Kari Kamashida, who? There is something for the wicked. If you have to strangulate them in the spirit, you strangulate them. If you need to manufacture a caterpillar to crop them, you manufacture the caterpillar.
Amen.
Your enemies are in trouble.
Amen.
I said, your enemies are in trouble.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. What are we talking about? We must win this battle.
Amen.
We cannot afford not to win this battle. Victory shall be ours.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Romans 10, verse 9. He that shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in him, the God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saying that once you have confidence in God, when you believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Simple arithmetic. 1 + 1 = 2. Whether in geometry, whether in algebra, it is 2. The Lord will help us tonight.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. The question we need to ask ourselves tonight. Do you expect somebody else to fight your battles for you? No. No. You must stand and fight yourself. And the Lord shall strengthen you tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, you cannot afford to hand over mantles to somebody else. I remember in those days when we were growing up, because I come from a background of the Anglicans, where we pray like gentlemen and like gentle ladies. And again, you know, our parents in those days, they know that they run to the Allah prayers, the white garment people. And they pray, we kneel down, they'll pray and pray and pray. And they said they have seen this, they have done this, they have seen this. And there's need for us to fast for him and also to pray for him. And the white garment pastor said, mommy, please bring chicken. Bring some money. Bring banana. Bring oranges. You fast and pray. You just go and be enjoying yourself. We will fast and pray for you. What they are doing, they are complicating your problems. You know, because you may even have to go and borrow money. Borrow money. Buy chicken. Buy rice. By the time you get to the pastor, they are cooking jollof rice. You have killed the chicken. You get that the man who was supposed to be fasting for you and praying for you is tearing the chicken like this. Tearing the chicken like this. After a bowl full of jollof rice or fried rice or yellow rice. In those days, they even had green rice. The Lord will help us. In the mighty name of Jesus. The people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. We were completely ignorant of the devices of the enemy. All that we go to do in church in those days, just to go and enjoy ourselves, to go and chat and chat and chat. We thank God for Dr. D.K. Olukoya. That the Lord is using to bring a lot of us back from the land of the dead to the land of the living. We shall be well with you.
Amen.
What are the signs of defeat? Signs of defeat, number one. Without a choice, you have a battle to fight, too. Battle to fight. Money just disappear. You are seeing some people will get to their bank. Give me balance. Just see 000. Animal boom. What happened? Serious matter. When you get pressed down on your bed by evil forces, you have a battle to fight. Get pressed down. They will come, they press you down. They press you down. When you want to shout Jesus, they block your mouth. It means that there is something in your life that is also in their hand for them to be able to succeed, to press you down. You need deliverance. The Lord will deliver you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. When you always invest your money in unprofitable businesses, you have a battle to fight. Because I know that in your staff that you are a prosperous person. And they will find a way to manipulate how they can drain out those resources. The person will be buying stocks. Stocks. Shares. What is the situation of stocks in America today? In Europe today? Those who have bought stocks, bought shares. Even in our Nigeria, where I come from, they are crying today. The Lord will help us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Number four. When infirmities and sicknesses is taking all your money away, you have a battle to fight. Number five. When demonic forces begin to harass you and your dreams have what we call constant and regular, you eat constantly and regularly in your dreams, have sexual immorality in your dreams, you have a battle to fight. Number six, when you constantly communicate with dead persons, necromancy, you're always seeing your late daddy, your late grandfather, your late grandmother in your sleep, and you'll be chatting with the dead, somebody that has died 1,000 years ago, You'll be chatting. The Lord will deliver you tonight. When you have a marital instability, report those children. You have a battle to fight. The children are supposed to bring peace into your life. They are supposed to bring joy into your life. I remember some years back, I think 2003 or so, I was in UK to man our European headquarters. And we had deliverance program and things like that. And on a Sunday, when we were supposed to have Sunday service, this member of our church, a medical doctor, who has been in UK for about 20 years, he just dragged me. On a Sunday morning, I was preparing to go to church. I said, the pastor, do you know what has happened to me today? I said, doctor, what has happened to you today? Hey, the pastor. He started crying. Ah, you old doctor. You'll be crying. Ah. Doctor, what is the matter? Yeah, look, I called my son. You know that my son, the pastor, you know, he's also coming with me to the church today. And when I told him, no, John, why can't you follow me to the church? No, I'm not coming. I'm a boy. I'm a church. The church, the man started crying. Gay. After all these years in United Kingdom, a country that's supposed to unite them and is not separating them, a country they call Great Britain that's supposed to make them great and diminishing them. He took the grace of God. I said, doctor, please let me speak with him. You know the spirit of the living God. I spoke with the young man and counseled him, admonished him. So God, you know, he came to church that day. And we had one-on-one deliverance. To God be the glory today. That gentleman is a bundle of testimony. The Lord brought him from the land of the dead. The land of the wicked to the land of the living. You will achieve your destiny. Yeah. The Lord has seated in Zion. The Lord has seated in Zion. The Lord God of Elijah shall deliver you. Deliver you.
Amen.
He will deliver your children.
Yeah.
If there's anyone here tonight with that kind of situation, with that kind of problem, and you are standing in gap for your children, and those who are even with you tonight, I stand here as the servant of the Most High God. As a servant of the Most High God, that whatever is the situation, whatsoever is a bondage, the shackles of the enemy against your children, I set them free by fire. I set them by fire. In the name of Jesus. You are a bundle of joy. You are a bundle of goodness. In the mighty name of Jesus. What are we talking about tonight? Here we are with this. Number eight. When you are not growing in Christ, you have a battle to fight. Number nine. When you are under the attack of the spirit world and the spirit of man, you have a battle to fight. A lot of people who are supposed to be married, who are not married, both men and female, both brothers and sisters, listen to me tonight. The battle of the spirit world and the spirit of God is not a jocular matter. The Lord has put on your life to marry and to have children. Why should some spirit, some powers marry you in the spirit and you have children in the spirit, and even some who are even married, the husband will sleep like this, the wife will sleep like this, the spirit husband will still come in between them and make it completely impossible for them to have children. Is there anyone here tonight under the torment of spirit wife? Is there anybody here tonight under the torment of the spirit husband? By the anointing. The Bible says that the anointing that breaks the yoke. I command and I decree tonight, every spirit wife and every spirit husband, that are the same that will take over your destiny, they are liars. Yeah. I command the fire of the Ghost to come upon them. Yeah. By the Ghost, in the name of Jesus, the Lord set you free tonight. The Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. You must marry. I said you must marry. I want to come and minister at your wedding ceremony. Invite me, I will come. And when you have children, I will also come. With the permission of my pastor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, I'm a servant of God everywhere in the world. I have visa to enter anywhere. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. I have the authority to enter into the White House. They cannot stop me. They cannot stop me. And I know they cannot stop you. In the mighty name of Jesus. What are we talking about? We are special people. Peculiar people. Belonging to a peculiar and wonderful and glorious generation. Amen. We are glorious people. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Number 10. God bless you wonderfully. You are promoted. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. When you supposed to be rich and you come and beg others to feed you, you have a battle to fight. Oh. In a land full of dollar. Full of dollar. The Lord has brought you here to bless you. Amen. The Lord has brought you here to be able to bless others. Amen. That money they call dollar is a wonderful money. You shall possess your own. Amen. In millions. In billions, in trillions, in the mighty name of Jesus. That shall be so. It is so. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, I tell you, when I pray, when I open my mouth, heaven answer my prayers. Because all that the Lord is waiting for me to say, Father, in the mighty name, anything that I say, keep to it. Keep to it. You cannot be poor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. In this land, you will shine. Amen. I shine. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. What are we talking about? They cannot stop you. You are the apple of Baba's eye. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Number 12, right? 11. God bless you. You are promoted. When you are under heavy loads of indebtedness, and how did you arrive at the level of indebtedness? Those of us who are professional accountants, we know what they call credit cards. We know what they call debit cards. You debit here, you credit here. You debit here, you credit here. You debit here, you credit here. At the end of the day, you have a trial balance. And at the end of trial balance, you have a balance sheet. Before the balance sheet, you have a profit and loss account. You know where you are going to, whether there is dividend or no dividend. But when you have debit card, you have credit card, you also default in tax, and IRS begin to run after you. IRS in America, you run after you. Begin to run after skelter. The person needs serious battery. Victory shall be yours. Number two, when there is no peace or joy in your marriage, you have a battle to fight. Battle to fight. Marriage is a wonderful thing. Relationship. It's supposed to be full of enjoyment. Full of enjoyment. But when the battle becomes dirty, something has occurred in the spirit. That is the truth. But the Lord shall deliver us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look at number 13. When your husband is being pursued by other women, and your wife is being pursued by other men, you have a battle to fight. That is the truth. Men pursuing another man's wife. And even women pursuing men. The Lord will deliver us. Wickedness must evaporate. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. A man should be contented with his wife. Simple. And a wife too should not be looking here and there. Joro, jara, joro. He should be satisfied. The Lord will help us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Number 14. When you are in total and abject poverty, you are poor in all ramifications. You have a battle to fight. When those who are poor people, I think you are poor. Poor people, I think that man is poor. He himself is a poor man. You have a battle to fight. The Lord will deliver you tonight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will sharpen your dream life. Amen. Because you'll be having dreams. Dreams and dreams. Wonderful dreams. Glorious dreams. And they have been polluting them. Your dreams are supposed to come into manifestation. You are supposed to come of your dreams, bring it back to reality. The Lord will help you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. What are those qualifications that you need to fight? To be able to fight a good warfare. Number one, you must have a definite experience of a new birth. A definite experience of a new birth. You must be born again. There is no doubt about that. There is no debate, no dialogue. You must be born again. Number two. You must belong to the family of God. Number three. You must repent of your sins. Repent and personally invite Jesus Christ. Your Lord as your Lord and Savior. Number four, you pray heaven-rending prayers to free yourself from the shackles of the enemy, to enter into liberty and into victory. That shall be your lot. Amen. Tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, how do you fight? How do you fight? The Bible says, put on the armor of God. How do you fight? Like I was talking about students in school, if a man is going to war, a nation is going to war, there's what we call an article of war. Article of war. which will be explicit the way and manner you are going to carry out that battle. What does people have in terms of number of soldiers? You check your own, whether your 10,000 can meet their 10,000 or your 10,000 can meet their 20,000. So you can go down. Amen. You have to check your spiritual life. You have to check how many spiritual weapons you have in your own armory. You have to know how many passages in the Bible, what scriptures you have memorized, so that when they come, you know how to hit back at them. The Lord will help you. You have to identify your enemies as sources of the problems. Is it a curse? Is it an enchantment? Is it a traditional problem? Is it an inherited problem? No matter what, you know the strategy of the enemy. The strategy of the enemy. Number three, you must read the word. Select scriptures that talk about victory over Satan, that nullifies Satan power, and scriptures that state your authority in Christ. And finally, number four, you must know about spiritual weapons. You must know how to use those spiritual weapons. As soldiers of Christ, you must be able to use spiritual weapons. 2 Corinthians 10, 4-5. Says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Sister, they are mighty to God for the pulling down of strongholds. Spiritual weapons, they are nothing but spiritual. One of them, the name of Jesus. The Bible says that in the name of Jesus, everybody, people in the heaven, they must have. That name that is above all names. The name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. That is better than the blood of Abel. That's another weapon. Angels of God, you can call on them. Military angels. You angels of the Lord God. Pursue my enemies. Pursue them into the Red Sea. Every unrepentant enemy. Pursue them. Your enemies shall perish in the Red Sea. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Divine serpent. You know about it now. Divine serpent. Come on, divine serpent. The Lord of mercy. Come on, divine serpent. And the magicians, palace of Pharaoh, they threw down their own rods too. They turned to serpents. And what happened? Divine serpent. Swallow them up. Your divine serpent shall swallow the serpent of enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus. You have the arrows of God. You have the wings of God. You have the anger of God. There's also what we call the divine carpenter. Divine carpenter. You can even go beyond that. I even manufacture your own weapons. Your enemies are in trouble tonight. Stand up on your feet. It's time to pray. Stand up on your feet. It is time to pray. Your enemies are in trouble. Deliver me, oh Lord. When the man God said, arise, shine, for the night has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. And they are starting your battle. They are finished tonight. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, I shall not die but live. Or declare the words of God in the land of the living. Beloved, I want you to pray. I shall not die but live. Any power expecting the announcement of your death this year shall die.
You are
a man. In Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
The Bible says that the enemies of man are members of his household. That's the Bible says. And the Bible says also that judgment shall start from his church. That's it. The enemies of man, they are members of his household. They are going to cry to the Lord. The agenda of household wickedness upon your life shall die.
Amen.
Every agenda of household wickedness.
Every agenda of household wickedness.
For my life.
For my life.
Tell me Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This particular prayer point is for a sister here. Some years back, you did your menstruation. You told your menstruation somewhere, and somebody took it. And since that time, they have been trading with your virtues. You must possess your possession.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Beloved, this particular one, your die, and die shall be 14 times. Jesus. I congratulate my sister. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One major prophetic word for each and every one of us this year is that it is our year of greatness. The Lord that has created you is a great God. Shall be great. What will happen to any power that allows you to be great? You'll die. Because I must be great this year. Jesus. Lord Jesus, that's wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. That is wonderful. That is glorious. That is wonderful. Aha. 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 Thank you, Jesus. They just dropped something to my ears now. Now, some of us, our blessings were stolen when we were in our mother's womb. Those blessings must be recovered tonight. For news.
Amen.
It must not hear the voice of the enemy.
Amen.
But there are parents that sing wrong tunes into our ears because that air does not have enough fire. The Lord will deliver us tonight.
Amen.
Instead of obeying the command of God, the command of the Holy Spirit, some of us are obeying other commands. From now on, you must begin to obey the commands of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every power.
Forcing my life.
To obey your own commands. I hope you understand that prayer very well. Thank you, Lord, for this freedom. Begin to thank the Lord. The people sing songs of praise, songs of thanks. In your vernacular, in any language that you like, begin to thank the Lord. Show me the church in there. Show me the church in there. I do pray for you soon. Maybe time alone. I show you my life. I show you my life. Before we take our tithes and offering, I want you to pray this prayer. This wonderful prayer. Don't mind whether the prayer is ugly. Don't mind whether the prayer is beautiful. Don't mind whether the person beside you does not like the prayer or like the prayer. Begin to laugh your enemies to scorn.
Oh!
Offerings now.